two really beautifully complimentary summer exhibitions. So come by and see them. There's never a charge to come to the Hayes Arts Center. We love to have people just in strolling around. It's great fun. And
summer programming is underway at the Hayes Arts Council. Executive Director Brenda Mader stops by to share the latest on this episode of the Post Podcast.
It is fun to let everyone know what a wonderful time it was. And it really was a great evening. You know, the Big Paper Moon celebration was part of the event, and that went over so wonderfully well. The Convention and Visitors Bureau, McCracken Historical Society, and Paper Moon Museum, and of course the Hayes Arts Council, collaborating together on the weekend's events, and I think everybody was really happy and satisfied. I know the event out at McCracken, they ran out of the food that they had prepared for the luncheon, and had just lots of visitors. They were very happy. The Art Walk was very well attended, definitely including the space in the annex that was highlighting Paper Moon. Lots of folks through there. And the film screenings, both of them were really well attended. When you consider that the movie doesn't have the same enormity for everyone, and that you can stream everything online anymore, and a lot of people probably have the DVDs from when we celebrated it 20 years ago. So in light of that, there were still, I think, around 150 or 160 people in Beat Schmidt for each one of the screenings. And it was really great fun. Before we started the film, had a little conversation with the audience, gave some back story information, you know, why did it ever be even being Hayes, and when the book was set in the South, and a little bit of those kinds of conversations. And there was, each of the shows had some people in the audience who had very direct connections to the film and the process 50 years ago. So there was a little bit of that that preceded the films. And then people just enjoy the films. Alex Begler was kind enough to bring over a couple of the vehicles, the same ones, in fact, that were sitting out in front of the annex on Friday night, over for Sunday afternoon show. So there were a few nice Father's Day shots getting taken there with the cars. But it really was a wonderful weekend. And we're just all of us partners are just really grateful and appreciative that the community, that it still means so much to so many. And that so many people could find such joy in us putting the effort into doing that. So it was very much worth it. But for the rest of the summer, we do have the two featured exhibitions, well, into early August, at the Hayes Arts Center. And we had a wonderful response to them as well. In our front or main gallery and into the hall, we have an exhibit by David Friday from Russell. David has been making art for decades and decades and decades, but by trade, for decades and decades and decades, he's also been a professional barber. And so he is Russell's resident barber. And he's from Russell and moved away, went to college somewhere, but not in art, not a trained artist. And then lived in San Diego and Denver and LA and I can't remember where else, Chicago. And he said he just got tired of the cities. And it was just a handful of years here ago that said, you know, I'm going to move back to Russell. His sister had moved back there. And so David splits his time. He's got a wonderful facility now. He just moved into a different one. Big enough, he's got his barbershop. He's got his art gallery. So his work's always on display, and a studio where he works. So it's the perfect life, you know, as far as he's concerned. And so there are these wonderful, big, bold, colorful things. Being a self-taught artist, never having formal training, he trained himself in large part by copying works of the masters that he really liked, people like Picasso and Matisse and Thomas Hart Benton. So like there's a piece in there that it's like, well, isn't that a Benton? But it's his interpretation and take on it, and laid up some heavy, some compounds. And so there's a lot of depth. And he said, but what I did is I would try to recreate the work of the masters, just to go, okay, all I can do is try to see if I can make it look kind of like what theirs did. And then as time goes on, you modify those things into your own styles. And then, you know, he said, and then being back out here on the prairies and plains and knowing how much I love it, you know, now you just see these incredible, waves of Kansas in what he does. But they've got a contemporary kind of a concept to them. They're bold, they're playful. A lot of them are very whimsical. There's a whole grouping of them called Prairie Dreamscapes. So they've got a little bit of a surreal quality in some of them. But they're really, really delightful, and again, have gone over really well. And in our Founders Gallery, a woman named Diane Lawrence, who lives in Barrington just outside of Topeka now, but is originally from St. Louis. She has had lots of wonderful training. She is an award-winning artist, and she's a brilliant watercolorist. But one of the things that she's really well known for that other people aren't doing, she is brilliant at painting with dye, very thin, you know, water-ish dyes on silk. And they're just magnificent. It's not tie-dye. It is the painting, sometimes using flux if she needs a very clean line. Otherwise, these colors flow. So again, they're wonderful explosions of color and form, but the feeling and mood is completely different than is David's in the front gallery. So two really beautifully complementary summer exhibitions. So come by and see them. There's never a charge to come to the Hayes Arts Center. We love to have people just in strolling around. It's great fun. And in fact, we've got a few of David's things in the gift gallery. And of course, there's lots of other wonderful things to always look at in there, decorative and functional pottery. And just here, some weeks back, got a new stash of our Peace, Love, and Art t-shirts, our signature Hayes Arts Council t-shirts. And they're really lovely. And they just, like I said, just a great simple message with pops of color, peace, love, and art. And we've got them in gray and a really nice kind of light denim-y blue tone, and then a wonderfully bright orange for those that really want to pop with the color. And so those are all things in our gift gallery. And also want to let people know that you can check out the website for lots of things. In fact, these exhibitions will be going up on there soon. But our Smokey's still up there, the Five State from last year. So there's so many things like that you can take in. Quiet America continues to be up there. But also there is the roster for this year's Summer Youth Art Program. And that's been going really well. We've got some amazing teachers. We just finished the big theater presentation with Hannah Dreiling helming that on Friday. And it's just been great fun with a lot of really wonderful kids. And anyone is welcome to participate in these programs. The fees are very, very small, and everything's included in it. Now that the theater classes are done, everything else, all the visual art classes are held in the Hayes Art Center Annex. And there is still space available in some of the things that we have going on before we get to the end of July. So if you go on the website, pull up the roster. If it doesn't have full, a banner that says full on it, that means there is still enrollment space available. So you can check that out if you're still looking for a few things you just want to throw in to break up the summer a little bit. But we've just been having great fun with that. So yeah, it's just, I mean, things are rocking and rolling. I know with the art walk getting over, everybody's going, so you're going to get a little downtime now. You know, it's like, great concept, sure.
With Wild West Fest on the horizon?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's thinking that. Well, and I'll tell you what, some incredibly amazing people, you know, present company included, is working on that. I don't have a responsibility and a job with that, but we're already working on coordinating the programming we'll be doing in the schools next year for the kids. Get to work with the university's Encore series. So a couple of their programs, they've got a great season. Not going to give anything away because they haven't put it out there yet. But we've had some communication because of a couple of the events that are going to provide outreach opportunities that we'll do in the schools. But Edie and her crew and the committee have put together an amazing season. So I want to give a plug for that. Be watching. It's really a cool, exciting season. But so we've got a couple things with that, bringing performing artists into the schools again for the cross-curriculum learning, which taught children's theater, creative writing, famous figures. So that's all being organized so we can get that in the school's hands and reserve space and things as soon as possible. And then actually another thing that I do want to mention to people, it's like, didn't we just do that? But it's hard to believe that in 2 months and a few days, it will be the fall art walk, which we do right after the fall semester has begun. So maybe it's not officially fall yet, but everybody settled in for fall semester started. And that is the last Friday in August. And so that's not that far away. And so I just want to give everybody that, put it in their mindset. If you're somebody who loves going, mark your calendar. If you're an artist who's always wanted to be on, we don't necessarily take an artist's hand or a business's and say, hey, you're going here. Hey, I'm going to bring somebody to you to set up. We will help do that, but we don't take responsibility for that. So this is the time, you know, somebody that's creative, there's no, it's not like there's a standard or a qualifier for who can be on the art walk. It's about fostering creativity. You know, we had Big Brothers, Big Sisters on with some incredible project Bigs and Littles are doing together. You know, so there's a whole variety of things that can be part of what you celebrate, as long as we're celebrating creativity. You know, I mean, it was a unique form that was down at, you know, down at the STEM Harvest building. And so check that, keep that in mind. If you're a business, start looking for an artist. If you're an artist who wants to be on, start thinking of where it'd be a good place for you to set up. But yeah, stuff's just rocking and rolling and ongoing. But come see us at the Hayes Arts Center. Check out our Facebook page, our website, and give us a call if you have any questions.